And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I
going
to
turn this off or what?
No, there
we
go.
Leave it.
We're recording. Well, I don't even know how it's on.
Don't worry, I've got it on control.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
What's the quickest way to get in a fight in an Australian pub?
Just turn around and drink your beer out of your midi or schooner, whatever you're drinking. Turn your glass upside down. And that's it. You challenge everyone in the bar.
You ever seen it happen?
Yes.
What's the quickest way to get in a fight in an Australian pub?
Just turn a bloody glass up, fella. Like, just like that, but I've got something in this. I don't want to waste the beer.
Well, silly, I've never been in a fight in my life.
Well, I reckon the quickest, there's two main ways. The quickest, I'd say, would be to interfere in other people's conversations. And secondly, would be to, a difference in opinion in as regarding sport, the main thing.
Get in a fight?
Yeah.
Who wants to?
Glad to see there's always been you around, Cameron.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mug Off 2020, first ep for the year. Good to be here. How's everyone doing?
Yeah, man.
We're good. Back.
What's that song they sing at New Year's? Like, which? Old Lang Syne or something? What do they call it?
The Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, the boys are back in town. Well, we've got a special guest this week, Barry Award winning comedian Sam Campbell.
Thanks for having me. It's a true privilege.
Is this our first Barry winner?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Nanette cancelled. We had Nanette booked, but
yep.
Yeah, missed it.
She got mugged off by the patriarch.
Woo! I'm going to get a rocket out early. It's been a good break. We had some time off, travelled around.
Where have you been, Jerry?
Mate, I've been in the land of the great white cloud.
Yep.
Jail. No, New Zealand. It was sick.
I thought you were scaffolding.
Good guess, but wrong. But I've got the first mug off for the year for this one. This is fucking...
This is to you. Someone
this is me.
You off.
Look, I got very, very well.
Was it by Saruman?
No, it was not either. No.
Perhaps an ant.
Not Hobbit related at all. But I had, I just got a PlayStation. Yes, we were discussing this.
Yeah. We've been exchanging.
I've been on brain vacation for a few weeks.
as you do come this time.
You just hit the YouTube going, get the screen going, the three screens, just fucking zoned in, only stop to eat, piss and shit, and then just go. Like, but it's been pretty good. I've worked my way through quite the few RPGs and stuff. But I used to have an online account for the PlayStation years ago.
Yep.
When I lived with Tom Cashman. And so I logged back in. It's been years.
Yeah.
And I noticed that someone's been sending a lot of messages to people on there. And I had to work my way through about 100 of messages being sent to people.
From your PlayStation account?
As a personal message. And then I found this one and fucking made me cringe so hard that I just couldn't... Oh, it's been eating me up. This was sent to Nick Cody.
Oh, no.
Friend of the show, Nick Cody. Hey, let's start a podcast. Me and you just cracking each other up. You inspire me and so many other open micers.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my
Lord. The shame that I feel.
Oh, man.
Who sent it?
I don't know. Like, it's 2007. Like, there was a bunch, but that was the cream of the fucking crop of, like, oh, I mean, I can never look that guy in the eye again. Like,
Have you told your Nick Cody story on this show?
No, I haven't. I haven't told that one.
It's pretty good.
Well, now you have to.
Do you want me to say it too?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Sam.
So
no, you're going to make up all this.
Shut up.
Just let him finish,
Jared. So Jared's a young guy. We call him Tadpoles in the game. You know, his hands are barely big enough to hold a mic. I'm sorry, I've just spilled that.
Oh, yep.
Is that beer?
Yeah. That wasn't me. That was Campbell.
Yeah. Monica just cleaned this house
as well. So I just really want to mug off this rug. Sorry. Oh, fuck.
You were saying...
Can you pause the recording?
No, just keep going through it. Doug will mop it up.
Oh, goodness. So Jared's a young guy. He looks up to Nick Cody.
Who doesn't?
We were living together at the time, and he was like, he's a fucking big unit. I love him. And he was always
this
like,
is all
well,
life.
You gotta go. No, he's like, the crusher, man. He crushes, man. He's like, you like Nick Cody? He fucking crushes. I'm like, oh, man. And so Nick Cody's performing at Happy Endings.
Yep.
And Jared could not be more excited. Yeah, yeah. He is just... Yeah,
the happiness is not ending.
A lot of people have a countdown to Christmas calendar. He's, you know...
He has an advent calendar for Cody's performance.
A chockey every day.
Oh, it's getting close. A protein bar every day. So he's thrilled. He's like, I'm going to go down there, man. I want to meet him. I want to chat to him so fucking bad, dude. He's like, one fucking handshake from this guy, that's my fucking dream. And so he goes down there, you know, he's wearing his nicest shirt. He's like, man, do I look okay? I was like, Jared, you look great. You look really good.
He's coming down the stairs. Like, it's debutante ball.
He's, I see him practicing in the mirror. Hey, mate, loved your set. He goes, no. Hey, mate, the set was great. That's it, Jared. You got this. So he wanders on down to
happy endings
and freezes up. So Cody's like, hey mate, and Joe's just looking at him and his eyebrows are raising. And then they keep going. For some reason he just can't control them. They just keep going. They're climbing up his forehead. He's like, I gotta go. And Cody's like, what? And he runs into the bathroom. He just can't pull them down. They just keep Yeah. They want to join the hair. And he's like trying to pull them down. He leaves the venue. Comes home. We didn't see him for 3 days. Swollen eyes. I did hear being yelled, I fucked it.
Well, yep, this is all true.
Is that how it went down, Jerry?
Yeah, exactly like that. Oh, I ironed my shirt and then had to get two of my housemates to pull my eyebrows down.
So what do we do when Cody comes on finally?
Are you gonna
he's going to shave the eyebrows and get them tattooed on. So he can be as cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've never heard that story before, Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, it's almost like it's completely made up.
You must admit that there's a foundation of truth to that.
Oh, yeah. There's a foundation of truth in everything.
G'day, mate.
The eyebrow thing is true. I remember you coming down and you were saying, curse these brows!
Yep, that happened. Had to get a couple of slugs to pull them down. Funny Bird was there. Whatever you want to hear, mate. That's
He's not fun to riff on, is he? Like, you can just kind of dunk on this
guy. I've told you, I can give it.
He packs it up. He packs the ring up. Goes home.
Did you have to practice the handshaking with Jerry?
Yeah. Well, I got him to dress up as Nick.
I was wearing a Nick Cody costume. I was in character.
You were in an Essendon jersey.
Yep, I was a bloke. Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people would argue that your Barry Award winning performance for your show. So it was like the year before with Nanette, amazing show, for better or worse, change comedy forever. The next year, you rock in with Funny Bird Goes to Sydney. Did you feel like a bit of a fraud?
No, I mean, I don't know. You can't put any stock in that stuff. It's all a bunch of... I mean, I don't know who... It's just a bunch of older people who, like...
Pub shushes, mate. That's who's fucking voting
for. Yeah, yeah. Some of these bloody... No, you know, I detest that kind of stuff. The pageant. I do like a bit of pageantry. You know, these.
You're dressed in a ball gown right now, and it looks fantastic.
The girls are mine.
Take a spin. Take a spin.
You can't put too much stock on that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What we got here?
I prepared some notes.
I like it. It's more than we've done.
Well, have you been mugged off?
I had one yesterday. It was something that I didn't think was a mug off, but someone got offended.
Well, mate, the council is here.
We'll tell you if it was offensive.
I downloaded a torrent of Uncut Gems.
Oh, I just started watching it. It was in very bad quality, but I can't. I'm dying to see it.
There's a screener that I can lend to you.
I would love to get my hands on
it. It's good. It's awesome.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I fucking can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's
that's that new Adam Sandler movie, man. Huh?
I've got three Billy Madison tattoos. So yeah. I can't get enough of fucking Adam Sandler. I love the guy.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that new Click tattoo.
Why did he go in Billy Madison? Did he go back? Why didn't he just go to... What did he do, like, the little baby schools as well? Like, kindy and stuff?
He had to pass every grade.
Oh, his dad been buying his grades since day one.
Yeah.
Kindergarten up.
I thought he could maybe just go to high school. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, even then it's a bit weird. Yeah. Can you imagine if some millionaire 30-year-old just in your advanced English class?
Yeah, I mean, there is TAFE now. Yeah.
Wouldn't you give anything to go back right now? Incognito?
Fuck, I would give my... Like, I'd murder everyone in this room if I could go back for a day. Really? Just to be the coolest guy in school.
In your younger body or in your body now?
Yeah, everyone...
Younger body, but my mind now.
Everyone would think you're real cool as a 32-year-old walk around in high school.
You say that.
You guys listen to Young Lean?
What would you say? Pretend I'm a young kid. What grade are we talking?
Let's go like year 10 or something. So it's like,
oh, hey man, I haven't seen that you're around here.
I'm new. I just came from a cooler school where I got expelled.
What'd you get expelled for? I'm another student.
I murdered the principal. They couldn't pin it on me though.
Oh my god. You're wonderful.
Do you like Little Xan?
No. I feel like Lil Xan's dead. Like,
oh, is he?
Kids are listening to like Tyler the Creator.
How do you know?
Do you want to come and hang out at my TikTok?
I would love to do some public TikTok with him.
So let's get back to the task at hand. This torrent, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. So I downloaded it and I tried to organize a bunch of people to come and watch it.
Yep.
During the middle of the day, I guess people were like, oh, it's... Anyway, so...
I guess all three of our phones were dead.
Literally, I would have been there the day before.
I tried to get a crew together and I was there.
I was waiting for you at Gordon's Bay yesterday.
Oh, that's a whole other kettle of fish.
Because you were there, weren't you?
That's a whole other bowl of kettle chips.
Gordon's Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were...
Dodging Duggan.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, my Lord.
He saw it, like, we were down there by the beach. He saw Cameron. He goes, oh, fuck, we got to go the other
way.
Weren't
you laid out with a sore back? You hurt yourself?
I was, yeah. But then I got convinced to go to the beach.
Twisted
then,
around too hard.
And then Campbell was like, oh, I told Cameron I was coming here. We got to avoid it.
He didn't tell me, so I know this is a
lot. You've been spending a bit of time on your back these holidays, haven't you, Jerry? Trying to get more gigs.
Yeah, having sex with your girlfriend. What?
To the time.
I've organized a whole bunch of... I've invited a lot of people to watch Uncut Gems.
Yes. What's the number we're looking at?
I reckon 6 or 7.
All right. Was this at Aaron's or at your house?
This was in Redfern.
Okay.
So anyway, I was with Oliver Twist, who's a local guy. He's a great guy. And we filmed a video of us... Like we filmed a little thing. So Adam Sandler's like running away at one point, and we filmed us going, "Oh man, are you all right?" And then Oliver's like, "Oh my god!" And like inserted it into the movie. Like I got the torrent and opened it in Premiere. And I had to download a program to convert it from.
I want that copy. That's the copy. I want to hear you.
The Campbell cut.
Yeah, I want to hear the Campbell cut.
I had to convert it from like MKV to MP4 as well. Like it was a big to do. And then so only one person turned up, Alan Rutledge, and I was like so excited. Like, I thought he was going to love it when that happened, but he got. Like he was distressed. Like he didn't. He's like, how much is that going to happen? He was like, really, like, yeah. He just looked like upset. Because I thought he'd be, oh, that's awesome, you guys have done that.
Oh,
I would have appreciated it.
Yeah.
So was that the only one in there?
Yeah. But it would imagine 6 mates all cracking up over that. There's just one Alan. I think he's still upset.
It gets less funny the lower the amount of people.
Yeah.
I would have laughed very hard at that, I think. How'd you get that spot? How'd you get that gig?
Oh, yeah. See, this is what kind of conversations we could have been having.
You are the third Safdie brother, Sam Safdie.
Yeah. The Safdie brothers are cool.
Yeah, they're kind of cool. I dig them. They're into basketball. They're diehard Knicks fans.
I watched one of their movies called Heaven's Gotta Wait.
Is that one? That's not one of their movies.
Heaven I don't think wait? It is.
Well, it's Heaven.
Heaven Can Wait's like a famous melodrama by Douglas Sirk.
Isn't that the one with like Warren Beatty? He's like a football player.
No, it's the guy Rock Hudson is gay.
Yep.
But he stars in it.
You're gay.
Sorry. Fuck. Is. Slammed.
Good polish is Barry, Jerry.
Can we cut that out and then up the volume and put it back in? Make you it got really that loud.
I think we can arrange that.
You're gay. Whatever. This movie I watched that they made, it's their first movie. It's based on a book that the lead actress wrote.
Oh, yeah.
He paid her a dollar. He paid her by page, not a dollar a page.
Yeah,
he paid
she's
her by
like
page.
A heroin addict or something. Did you see that? Was that good?
Yeah.
I saw Good Times. It was like, yeah, that's fine.
They love these movies that stress you out.
Yeah, they're big like anxiety guys. Aren't they going to do like Trading Places?
Or? They're going to do 48 Hours.
48 Hours.
Hey, well, welcome back to the
Movie Talk.
Cinemates, a new podcast with a couple of mates.
Just sitting here talking about Safdie films. Yeah, they're pretty good.
What's been going on with you, fat man?
Fucking... Who's he talking to?
Yes, obviously.
No, man, my tapeworm's indestructible.
Didn't respond to that, even though he was looking directly at me.
Wait, what's been going on with you, Duggan?
I just got back from Queensland. It's pretty...
Oh, as if.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to prove it, Duggan.
I was up there. How's this? This is a great story. Was up there hanging up... benching on the podcast before.
Brett Alfie Langer. Is it Alfie Langer?
little taller. His name's Brett Lappy.
Darren Lockyer.
Gordon Chalice.
Sterling.
Marty Lang.
We're going to get through the whole roster.
All right.
All right. So
Jeff Tubby.
Yeah, you made Brett Lappy, right?
Jonathan Thurston.
Well, it was Jonathan Thurston.
I thought it was Brett Lappy.
Brett Lappy and Jonathan Thurston. Brett Lappy's his missus is having a baby, right?
His missus is Greg Inglis.
Do you know why they call him a missus? Because when they're gone, you miss him.
I like the miso, call him the soup.
Oh, yeah, the missus.
I like the soup. That's a good one. I've used that before.
Yeah, I'm back using it.
Yeah. Back on the horse.
Yeah, back on the horse, mate.
Congratulations.
Yes, we're all very proud.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying, though, let's move right along.
Oh, now you want to listen now.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So what's your girlfriend's name, Jeff Tuvey?
Oh, yeah. There we go. I wish, man. I wish.
Phil Gould.
Fucking, I wish she had the accolades that Jeff Tuvey had.
Do you wear the Clem's Chicken t-shirt? Do they give you that when you eat 2 million pieces of chicken from there?
Yes.
Okay.
Fucking Duggan got us hooked up there. One of his butcher mates was working there. Got us all these free chicken sticks.
It's free chicken chippies.
Yeah, dear. It's not who you know. I mean,
it's like, what you eat in sure. Huge amounts at the same place every day.
Yeah.
Oof. So you and Lappy.
Brett Lappy, right? Brett Lappy.
Nothing wrong
and
with
you're lapping it up with Brett Lappy. Lappy's missus having a baby, right? So we're all at a different mate's house. So just a festive season, Christmas time.
Yep.
Boxing Day, dare I say. No, it wasn't Boxing Day. Anyways, it was before Boxing Day. Don't worry about it. One of the ones before. It didn't have a name this day. Sunday.
Every day has a name.
Sunday. So we're around at Mitchell's parents' place, and Lappy rocks up, and Mitch's mum says to him, "Hey, Lappy, congratulations." And he goes, "What for?" And she goes, "The baby?" And he goes, "Oh, I thought you were talking about the fish I just caught." And oh, asking full of fish in his car.
He just happened to have fish in his car.
Yeah. It's like, how would anybody know that?
Word spreads fast.
Is this thing on?
That's a great mug off.
Is that Mitch McCutcheon?
Yeah.
Man, Mitch.
That's the wildest set I saw in 2019. Man,
the greatest closer of any comedy.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and see that down in front of your mind blown.
Man, I'd love to get him on just to do...
The famous chopsticks bit?
Yeah, just like we closed the show with the chopsticks bit.
They have to keep moving him around from different flight centers. Like he looks at flight center, but he keeps rooting everyone. He's like a priest.
Oh, we love you, Mitch.
Keep moving them different dioceses.
Yeah, he's in a flight center in Nigeria now, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't think goes out there, I think.
Came back with a cough he didn't seem to be able to shake.
It's a sleeper.
Ooh, I don't think this mic is on. Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else you got on that little notepad then?
Yeah, Sam.
Oh, I've got... it ruins the magic a bit if I... I've got three things. What you choose. Fires.
Yeah.
Desolation of Smaug. Or, I guess, motorbike.
Motorbike.
Oh, I don't know, but I wouldn't mind the Desolation of Smaug.
Yeah. All right. Let's do that one.
Just letting you know, you're speaking to someone that was in Hobbiton not two weeks ago. So if you're going to do any factually inaccurate things, I will be calling you out on it.
Well, I just wrote down, these are my mug-offs.
Your smell mugged you off?
My smell got off. I got smelled off. Mm. Listen, I had all this treasure. This is a... I mean, it's probably the tamest mug off ever spoken on this wonderful little podcast. My parents... I want to see... This is years ago when Desolation of... Maybe 2013. Thank you, Cameron. we got to go see Desolation of Smaug. Yeah. We got to see The Hobbit. They're like, yeah, we're going to the movies. I was like, to see the Smaug. Desolation of Smaug. They're like, yeah, we're going to the movies. I'm like, yeah, to see the Desolation of Smaug. They're like, yeah, let's go. I was like, oh, this is awesome. We got to the theater and we ended up not seeing Desolation. We saw Philomena.
Isn't that like about pedophiles?
Mugged off, dude. Oh, by my own old man. Oh,
big Philomena's
in on it.
Oh, shout out to Terry Campbell and the Tasmanian crew.
He's a good.
Is he still mugging off friend of the show Dan Rath? He used to send him texts, just like letting him know what he was doing. And like that.
Yeah, he's
like
a funny guy. We went recently to Canberra, where there was also another mug off. But the whole car, he watched a show called Dating on the Spectrum on ABC.
Oh, I think I might have seen that.
He pretended to be autistic for the entire car ride. Because when he first met my mum, he pretended to be Gandhi for like the whole evening. He'd just seen the movie. He gets very inspired and disappears into the character. But yeah, this whole car ride to Canberra, he's like, oh yes, Mrs. Susan, Mrs. Susan, yes, we must stop there.
Were you loving it? Or
I said, that's inappropriate, mate.
Did you think it was a bit weird?
I liked it a lot. in Canberra, because I went to my cousin's wedding. This is very similar to the story of the Philomena and the Smaug, actually.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah, they were like, we're going to this wedding, we'll drive. I was like, because I was going to fly. They're like, well, no, we're going to come through Sydney, we're going to drive. I was like, awesome, and we'll go to the wedding. And they're like, yeah. I was like, oh, that's great. They're like, yeah. And we drove.
Cut to, you're back at Philomena again.
yeah. Philomena too. But no, we went to
Jindabyne
instead of Canberra. I was like, this is Canberra's not in Jindabyne. And they're like, yeah, we got to climb Mount Kosciuszko.
Wait, to get to the wedding?
No, just the day before. They like snuck it in and kept it on
just
the
just got
the
on a quick
down.
Climb of Mount Kosciuszko. Yeah.
It's actually quite really nice. And there's like different levels of vegetation.
Did you have shorts or did you have shorts or jeans?
I was wearing shorts.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah. And at the top of Mount Kosciuszko there's a plaque that says this is like the highest peak. It was first climbed by Sir William Bibley or whatever, you know, some English guy. But like, of course, indigenous people probably did come up here and we think they might have eaten moths.
Can you confirm or deny this, yes?
Not my people out that way. Like Central West and South.
But it was very vague. It was like, we think they might have been up here eating moths. We don't know. So you should ask them. Were you eating moths here? No, we're not.
Yeah, they'd have the answers for them.
It's crazy to be like, yeah, I think they might have been eating moths. I don't know.
That's in stone. You can't take that off.
Yeah.
It's on a plaque.
It was engraved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I figured out a way I'm going to do blackface. Like, you know how I've got that? I've got like NBA, you can scan your own face into the game so you can play as a rookie in the NBA.
Mm.
So, like, I'm going to need one of you guys to come to my house. Before I scan my face, I'm going to paint it black with like big pink lips. And then I'll just like win rookie of the year in the NBA with blackface. Like, it'll just be, you know what I mean? Like,
does this somehow get onto a server somewhere or something? Or is this just for
you? Well, no, I'm just going to make my own videos. And now, but it's like,
you in blackface.
Well, I'm going to be they're going to hand me the Larry O'Brien trophy and I'm going to be there with blackface and just like.
So you scan in your face you can and scan they in put your it face. On a player.
Yeah, and then they like, ooh. They turn that into a player.
Could you scan in an animal's face?
You could, but it's so hard. Like, you got to like, it's so hard to get it on there. It's like on this dumb app. Like, I tried my cats, but they're not still on there.
They didn't stand still.
No.
Yeah. You could get a sculpture of an animal.
Here it comes. Is there any way we could get a bird into the game?
I mean, a bird would be a great example of animal. Thank you, Jared. Jeez.
Everything comes back to the winged rats with you.
They're just, there's something about birds that I don't mind.
It's a wingspan. You love a wingspan.
Honestly, yes. And this is, it's the beak.
Don't mind telling you that for nothing.
Yeah, I don't mind telling you that.
Like those old doctors in like the plague days, they had like those leather beak masks.
You did a similar thing with that movie thing to me one time. We were going to the movies once, and I said, "What are we going to?" He said, "Do you want to go to the movies?" And I said, "Yep." And I said,
"You said Rich, Fast and Furious. Are we seeing?
Yeah, which one? Which one are we seeing? What's Vin Diesel in this week?" And he was just like, "Okay, see you then." And I was like, "What are we going to see?" And he was just like, 7:30.
We're seeing
and I was
the movie.
Cool. What are we going to say? I asked him like 5 times. He just wouldn't respond. And I was like, is he missing this bit? And then I realized where he's just like 7:30. Okay. I rocked up and like, so what are we seeing? He's like, Diary of a Teenage Girl. I didn't think it.
Which is a great flick.
Could I just say, just as Philomena was a wonderful drama, just as Mount Kosciuszko had the beautiful landscape and amazing vegetation, how would you describe this film, Diary of a Teenage Girl?
Pretty sick.
He loved it.
It was very autobiographical.
He loved it.
It was. I was like, why didn't you just tell me? And he said, I didn't think he'd come because of the title.
Yeah. Mm.
But then outside, I had to ask him to stop saying pedophile so loudly because I was like, it kind of looks like you're a child and I'm a grown man. And he just started yelling, pedophile, pedophile.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, I heard a pretty good, sorry, I just remembered this when you were talking about cars, pretty good mug off last night. I was talking to this guy, Willie, friend of the John's, friend of the show.
Yep.
And he's just got done for a driving offence and he had to go to court. And when he was there, he said that there was this woman there and she was done like 50 Ks over for the 150th time, speeding or whatever. And he heard the lawyer say, do you think maybe you could have worn something a bit more appropriate today? And she was wearing a V8 Supercars t-shirt to court. and she goes, no! I like to go fast! It's better I stay, keep my integrity.
Yeah, do you want to die on your knees? Or wait, live on your knees or die standing?
She's wearing the Flash board shorts.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's not much going on with my life.
You got a new love in your life?
Old love in my life, but yeah. Huh? We're just like me and the ex are getting back together.
Oh.
Mending a few bridges.
And what do you think of this, boys?
Anyway, that's all we have time for. Do you want to read a few reviews out, Jerry? I think Cambo's got a bit of big afternoon.
Have you gotten anyone with your classic Gordon's Bay prank? With your precious jewel?
Oh. I mean, I haven't done that for a while.
I could not believe you doing that to me. I still nearly drowned.
We'll say what it is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's one of my favorite bits, like a physical gag. I love it.
Campbell has of course he does. He has a prop jewel. It's quite big. It's like a big diamond. It's
from all that diamond heist sketches.
I bought it from Daiso, the Target of Japan. It's what not really. Actually, no. Uniqlo is the Target of Japan.
Yeah.
Daiso is like the crazy clerks.
Yeah, it's like the techs.
Yeah, it's just a bit of silly stuff.
Yeah.
He has this jewel and he waits until you're out into the water and then he dives under the water and comes out with this fucking jewel in his hand. Just go, he just found it under the water.
I think it's a great idea.
But when he did it to me, we were talking about it on the way to the beach. Like, hey man, do you still do that thing to people? And he's like, nah, I haven't done that in a while. But the thing that I've really struggle with is that he goes swimming with it in his pocket. Like it's planned.
Yeah. Always prepare.
Yeah.
The problem is, one day I might find a real jewel, and everyone will be like, "Oh, that's not
good
even
one.
That's not even a real jewel." I'll be like, "It is," and I'll have to get it appraised.
my biggest fear. I think you're living in a pretty good time where your only issue is that you got to get a jewel you found appraised.
Scared, man. I'm frightened. Should I do my tell my? Oh, what about my fire story? Is that a mug off?
Which one's a fire story?
Getting fired or?
What is, you know these fires that have been happening?
Yep.
You guys, oh no. They are, they're disgusting. I always picture them as having eyes. You know when you hear about them? Like a demon.
Having hives?
Eyes.
Oh yeah.
Like these glowing eyes. they're awful and a lot of people have lost their houses and even lives. But, well don't, shut up. I was walking through Newtown with my friend and I saw like a screen, like a TV screen, and I was like, it was like all the fire, and I was like, oh man, these fires, it's just awful. Like, it's just, it's horrible. And he was like, are you serious? And it wasn't a video of the fires. It was outside, like a Middle Eastern cuisine place. It was a shawarma being cooked. Like, it was like their promo. With like I was like, it's just got to stop. He's like, man, it's, that's not that's not Bateman's Bay. That's lamb.
Oh, too intense.
You, well, you've pulled plenty of pranks, haven't you, Cambo?
You're the prank king.
You're quite a cheeky boy.
You crossed a line with me once. Do you remember that?
Probably. I don't know.
What did he do?
When we were living together, he...
woke him up dressed as Nick Cody.
Why would you let my own dream come true? Why would you do that? And then pull it away. I left my Facebook on, like on my laptop. Yeah. And then he got in
there.
I reckon
you were using my computer...
It was something like that.
Yeah, yeah, everyone, because I used to live with Shane Hunter. You know, I don't know if you know, anyone knows him.
He's, friend of the show.
He's wild. I'll describe him as passionate.
Yeah, he's very passionate.
So this was during a crazy time in my life where I was living in like this weird little... It was a shed. There was like a whippersnapper in there.
Was that under the house?
Yeah.
Do you remember you used to film yourself doing stand-up and you're like, if I do this every day, I'll get better?
I think it was the fumes, man.
Was this in Brisbane?
No, this was in Sydney. This was a dark time. Yeah.
You were living in a shed with Shane Hunter?
He wasn't in the shed. He was upstairs.
Yeah, he was an upstairs kid.
Yeah,
he was a house in word.
Well, I eventually managed to crawl. But yeah, I remember like going away somewhere and then coming back and just like, I had a chair. It was like just like one of those shitty plastic green chairs. And it only had one remaining leg. I was like, Shane, what's happened? Like, he'd go in there and he'd use my computer and I'd always be like on YouTube, like subscribed to all these like... Like, Noam Chomsky's a fascist. All this crazy shit, though. All these, like, libertarian stuff. But Jared would do that. He would also sneak into my room.
Into the shed. Were you living there?
No,
as
this
well?
Is it. This no, is when so we lived together. So this is just the pattern.
Yep.
But yeah, he got on there and said, guys, I'm so excited to announce.
Well, the first one was I'm excited to be a dad again. Can't believe I'm going to be a dad again.
That was not bad. No harm, no foul on that one. The other one was, guys, I found out I've got Comedy Zone and I'm moving to Melbourne, which is an outrageous lie. Hate to wake up to 100 likes. You got to contact people being like, yeah, sorry.
But Comedy Zone is a thing they have at the Comedy Festival where it's like they choose someone from every state to represent them.
Yeah, it's the up-and-comers.
You got looked over for that. We were both trying out for it at the same time.
Yeah.
In Brisbane.
Yeah.
Windle came in, swooped in.
Jeffrey Windle.
I'm not mad at that.
But do people know all these people? Do you have like a...
Oh, man, you think that it's only people in comedy in Sydney.
You know, right. To this. You need like a chart of all the people that have been...
Yeah. It's not that inside.
A character chart.
It's like Star Wars.
It's like I like to say, it's a who's who of who gives a fuck.
Woo!
You went to the midnight screening of Star Wars, didn't you?
Yeah.
How was that?
The Phantom Menace or the new
one? No, the new one.
Oh, yeah.
You would have been like 4 when the Phantom Menace came out.
You fucking watch your mouth. I'll fucking knock you down the block, you little prick. You fucking dog. You fucking look at me and you fucking say that shit. Asshole! My God, goodness. What were you saying? Oh, yeah, no, I was probably around that. I was, that was like, when did that come out? 99.
The Phantom Menace? Yeah, 99.
I was 8.
He's a little fella still.
Yeah. Little guy?
I was 11.
Little boy.
I remember like one of my first birthday parties was a joint party with another guy and like one of my friends, and we took everyone to go see Universal Soldiers, the one with Bill Goldberg in it, because we're all big wrestling guys. It's like the shit is fucking movie.
Is that a Van Damme?
Yeah, Van Damme's back for that movie. One. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't that have the fucking Rocky dude in it as well?
There was a pair of titties in that movie, wasn't there?
Oh, there's a pair of titties in it.
I remember that very distinctly.
Yeah, they're so good. It's like, yeah, the robot punches John Van Damme through a women's shower. It's like, all right, sure, this is how we're going to get the titties on, like, as long as they're here.
Sorry, breasts.
Yeah, it is 2020. I like calling them knockers.
The premium norks.
Baps. There's a lot of fun words for chesticles. Big brains. Anytime anyone wants to jump in here.
Staying well away from this.
The birds of the chest.
Can you talk about that time we were at the... I was thinking about times we've been mugged off together. That gig in Balmain. Can you talk about that or... Don't have to name names.
Oh, right. I find that one... I got a similar story.
Maybe tell that.
Oh, maybe. Just because that one is okay. Well, maybe... Yeah. I'm worried that one makes me... I'm just worried about saying the name.
You don't have to say the name.
Yeah, even if you do, you can always...
I just don't want to talk about Lindsay Webb on this podcast.
We can bleep that.
Yeah. No, leave it. I don't care. Well, I won't tell that story. I'll tell another one with... Could I say off mic to you who the person is?
Just say it in, we'll edit it out.
Yeah, we can always edit it out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. But I remember I did this gig. This was years ago in Toowoomba. And I was like booked to close the gig. It was not even in Toowoomba. It was some place near it, like...
Fuck, that can you help out?
Fuggaloo or something. Well, I don't know what it was. Like, it was really flat. I mean, everywhere was flat, but... It was near Toowoomba. Dave Crookston ran it.
Yeah, right.
There used to be this guy called Farmer Dave. And no one... It was just like, that's Farmer Dave.
He used to drive like 2.5 hours to gigs, right?
He was mental.
To do a 5-minute open mic at a pub. Fuck.
We've been in the sun too long. He's a nice guy. but he had this gig and I was booked to close it out. And then this guy, Stephen J. Whiteley, turns up on the motorbike.
Yep. Yeah.
No, he did. Yeah, he was on a motorbike, but he had his guitar. Do you know what I mean?
Is he a musical act?
No.
He hadn't been up until that point. I'd never seen him do music. He's like a really interesting fellow. Yeah,
if I'm hitting the open road, I'm taking the axe.
One of the last true villains left.
Yeah.
Well, they say that in like Adelaide, if he goes to Macca's and he goes, oh, how much for a cheeseburger? They go, for you, Steve, $20. That's all I've heard about the guy. And I never had that many like bad dealings with him or anything. But I remember I was supposed to close, but he got up in the show. It was, and then it was like, I don't know. There was just a lot of strangeness about it. Like the MC was like, this guy's dropped in. He is famous. He is a famous guy. And he's like, was just driving past. It's a complete coincidence. Like he was on his way to another gig.
Do you think he was checking you?
I don't know what was going on. It was like in, have you seen Raising Arizona, that guy on the motorbike?
Yeah.
And he's almost just this presence.
The demonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Anton Chigurh of Queensland comedy.
Absolutely. You're taking the words out of my mouth and put them into your mouth and shot them out. So he like, the MC's like, we got this guy. He's a celebrity guy who's dropped in. Like, and everyone's like, what the hell? What's going on? He like goes on with his guitar. It's like, what do you mean you dropped in? Like, you were just driving.
Yeah, you had a guitar.
You got the guitar.
And 2.5 hours out of Brisbane.
Yeah, and then he plays this
at least.
And it was amazing. It was like songs about, I think a lot of them maybe had not originated with him, but he breathed beautiful new life. Like a parody of Zombie called Combi.
Yep.
Combi. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. This guy loves it. Anyway, destroys. Like,
of course.
Like, this is like the crowd are going nuts. These are country folks.
It's as
you
if
know?
The Cranberries themselves have come to Toowoomba to perform Zombie.
And these people, you know, they were, you know, they woke up on the wrong side of the tractor. They're like, oh, these are country people. They're these fucking disgusting country folk. You know, they do it. They're fucking pigs. And they fuck pigs. But they're loving this guy. They're loving him. They're
you are allowed to say that too, because you do fuck pigs as well.
Mm. Cool, eh? The accusation.
What is Cameron's role on the fuck?
Tries to blame people for his crimes.
So I've got to follow this guy.
Yep. How do you? How could you?
I couldn't.
With Combi.
I was coming out.
What
there.
About the Bundaberg, the pig running through the town joke? Was that in there?
I tried everything.
Wicked Wings?
Wicked Wings.
You threw everything by the kitchen sink at these.
This is some
country
of, you know, this is my best stuff. These are beautiful people. I've got a great affinity for the working class and the people of the country.
That's nice, considering you've taken so much from them.
Anywho, so they're like, what's going on? Like, who's this? And I was a little guy. I was probably, you knew me a bit. I was 1 meter tall, I think. I was very small and very, didn't know what was going on. Died horribly, sweating. You know what? Death is just, in combat, is the most humiliating.
Wouldn't know, but I hear it's bad.
Whoa.
You've never experienced a bomb, mate.
No.
I don't know what gigs you've been watching, Jerry, but
mine.
I've seen them. All right.
Continue, Sam.
Can we add any clip of Jared doing stand-up here?
Yeah, yeah.
No, Sluch it in. He's a wonderful act, one of my favorites. If he's on the bill, I'll always watch. I'm serious. Yeah, if I'm having a conversation with Jared, I'm like, sorry, I just got to see this. Couldn't name a bit. That's because to me, just the whole thing is so good. Anyway, so I'm dying so hot, man. I get off. The MC goes, all right, who wants Steve back? there's a bit of a thing in comedy, like if you're the headline act, you're often the last one. Someone who's been on previously.
Often?
Someone who's previously been on won't go on for an encore after.
No, absolutely.
And he's got a, he's drinking the Jack Daniels and he... a can.
Yeah,
and he hands, he goes, hold this.
he hands it to you. Yeah. Oh,
and I'd like to say that I said, no, man, I'm not fucking hold of that, but I did hold that for the 20 minute duration.
The encore.
Well, I must admit to be stunning encore.
Did you spit in it? I would have fucking spit in it.
No, I filled it up.
I bought him two more.
Yeah, that was troubling. I mean, I feel like my life in comedy has been things of that, varying degrees of that kind of thing happening.
Fuck.
There's a lot of that.
Is that the most humiliating one, do you think?
That's pretty bad.
You've gotten your own back too, though. You went on the ABC and said the ABC is run by Zionists, didn't you?
I don't see... Yeah, I guess I did.
Is that mug off... Jay Whiteley specifically?
No, but I mean...
Is he hurting the most out of that?
You're confusing ABC with SJW. They're different people.
Are they, mate?
He has, all his promo like press shots, he's always got tape around his mouth. Is that the right guy?
No, you're thinking Mike Goldstein.
He's... Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he's up
That's
to.
The one.
Yeah. Man, well, he's got some pretty, like... I'd put the tape over him too if he's doing zombie, but with combi, you know.
Good shit.
It's like, yeah, it's the reason why I don't do it.
Fucking hate big dog shit like that. Like, I'm going to drive 2.5 hours to fuck. It's very Brisbane to be like, to fuck you up.
It's pretty cool.
Did you get the money?
I had to pay.
Yeah, you had to hand it to
Yeah.
Farmer Joe was like, do you mind just handing this to Stephen?
And the booker must have been like, you know, we'll take a chance on a bit of a weirder act for the country. And they're like, oh, and after that, nah. Just get a Stephen everywhere.
They want to hear Colby.
Yeah. In my memory of it, you know, like, in my memory, he like rode the motorbike into the pub. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, he like snatched the mic from my hand.
Meatloaf in fucking Rocky Horror Picture Show. Just shows up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, many a time. Okay. I've seen it in the cinema.
You're currently dressed like Tim Curry in Rocky Horror Picture Show. Fuck yeah.
Oh, love to see someone run out of steam mid-sentence. Quit on themselves.
Jared does give the pressure, though. Because if you get a good one, he will go, it's a rocket! But sometimes he'll be like, oh, man, should we get something to eat? He goes, ooh, a rare miss. Like, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was just saying we should get dinner.
Yeah, but it wasn't funny, man.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah, fuck the cunt, to be honest.
Nah, he's a good bloke, eh?
How'd the people in New Zealand fare to you, Jerry, today?
Good. I got kind of mugged off a bit there, which I didn't
rightfully
mind either.
So.
The guy before me, nice guy.
What names? Let's go.
Well, it's kind of on par with like a big dog. I forget his name because
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck, and you know, enjoy your small fucking.
Because New Zealand has a second bit comedy scene. How about that one?
Yeah, enjoy your small town hero status, cunt. Dude. Why don't you come to the big smoke and see how you go?
I play the cafe lounge, mate.
Cafe lounge.
You probably call it calf lounge down here, you fucking idiots.
I get booked for the gigs. I give them to Sam. Not ready for it.
I do some pretty big gigs in Aussie, mate. Pretty big gigs.
But he had a shirt on that said New Zealand born and proud. And I was like, oh God, this is... And then he was a pretty good act, but he did have a lot of... he goes, fucking, what are Australians? Are they all fucking stupid? He goes, the animals are fucking cool, but there are people there. What are they, dumb? like that kind of stuff. And then he's like doing all this local stuff. You know, I love New Zealand. Getting applause break after applause break. Yeah, anyway, man. Welcome to stage, your headline act. Some cunt from Australia you're going to hate. And I got booed walking out.
Fuck.
Yeah, by one guy, but... at the back being like...
By Guy Montgomery booed you out
Guy
of it.
Montgomery actually got me the kick.
Yeah, he booed you out of it.
But this, it went well, but it was very like... you forget that... Because that rivalry shit is real. Like, yeah. If it, I don't think about
it. Well, not here. Like, not when... Like, well, they're
we,
such...
We think they're so inconsequential. Yeah, we don't exactly. even care. But they're there going, fuck you, Australia, you know.
Ah, mate, whatever gets them over the fucking board, mate.
Yeah, so I opened by going, oh, I'm Australia, I'm a fucking idiot, like that. They hated that, obviously. And then it was like an uphill climb. It went good, but it was hard.
Yeah, probably because you said that. They thought this guy didn't write any jokes.
Can you fucking clear your throat before you start?
I just did it. Right into the thing.
Yeah, I've got a theory about what went down.
Do you fear that sometimes the phlegm inside your throat will start talking instead of you? Like you go for a word one time
I've never thought about that before, but that is very real. That could happen.
Like how to get ahead in advertising. Have you seen that?
Yeah, Richard E. Grant.
Mm.
I went and saw Jojo Rabbit the other night.
Is it good?
It's so good. So funny. The director, what's his name?
Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi. He plays Hitler dressed in whiteface. Very cool.
Is he white? I thought he was mixed.
But he's got what, like...
Like, he's white, though?
No, he's...
Yeah, but he's like... Isn't he, like, half Jewish as well?
Yeah,
isn't
but
he, like,
they've made
like his last name is, like, Cohen or something, isn't it?
Waititi.
Yeah, like, actually, though.
Well, his real last name is Cohen. I think I might have actually...
I don't know. I might be talking out of turn.
Yeah, I've heard that.
What's your theory on this one, Sam?
They've made him look very Aryan in it.
Yep.
And also, Hitler is very camp in the movie. It's very funny.
Man.
I like it. The whole concept of, man, let's make a movie where Hitler's a bit gay. That's sick. Also played by a Maori dude. Love
Do you
that.
Reckon Hitler would ever kiss a dude? Like even like back in art school, like that shit?
Oh, yeah. If I got a hold of him.
Pucker up there, Adolf.
Yeah.
I reckon I could make him come.
Hitler?
Easy.
I don't know.
All right. We'll never know.
He Damn. Only had one testicle.
Did he?
Yeah.
More room for my mouth.
Good luck with that, yes.
If you think
you can squeeze that into your asshole.
Easy. Easy.
Talking to ecstasy. Sorry.
I got sent a video. This friend of mine sends me videos of just like the most crooked shit. So it's always like some young person like cup stacking and then before she finishes the cup stacking, it'll just cut to like a guy with the biggest fucking hog I've ever seen with like four cans.
That video of me still getting around, huh?
What's a cup stacking?
Like, you know when like people like they stuck those cups? I don't know. Fuck.
Like a bartender fetish thing? Or?
Not at all. No, like it's like a big game for like just autistic kids, I think, in the States.
It's, I
like,
think
to get them
it's
into
in
sports.
The movie Pitch Perfect as well.
Yeah, probably. Like, well, I don't know. Fuck.
Jared's miming up the plane that he caught to go to the premiere of Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, you're an Anna Kendrick guy, aren't you?
I suppose. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen those movies.
What's going on with you, Sam?
What do you reckon is the best prank you've ever pulled, Sam?
Oh, I do love to prank.
You've had some real good ones. Would you like to reveal a prank that someone doesn't know about?
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I thought you might have been responsible for that PlayStation message. It's very on fucking. It's very careless.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Stinks of you.
It does feel familiar. It could have been a syndicate doing that.
Really?
Yeah, I think I have a vague memory of it.
Oh fuck! I hate to hear there's a conspiracy involved.
It was only 2 years ago, though.
Yeah, 2017. But like, there was a bunch of them. Like, I had to work through them. But that one was the most egregious.
Are you having a beer? Yes. Yeah, throw out your future, see if I care. What was my best ever prank? I have dreamt up a lot of pranks that I've never done.
Because you've not had the opportunity, or you're like, oh, that's too fucked?
I would like to hide inside the KFC bucket and scare and come out and go, oh. Give someone the scare.
The one on the sign?
Yeah, the big one. Like,
I knew exactly what you were talking about. I'm just saying that for the listeners. Like, man, you can get in a bucket if you want.
You mean you know how there's the giant pole and then there's the big bucket?
Yeah.
That's where I want to go, dude. That's where I want to leap out of, man. Fucking hell. A lot of people on this podcast are assholes, but that's fine. I guess one of those...
Do you have a favourite recent prank?
Recently, I think I've a bit more sensitive.
You're always trying to fuck with Rathy, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've had some.
We had a two-parter out of Rathy. He's the most mugged off man in
world. I mean, I love that guy. And he just doesn't understand. Well, I mean, he doesn't trust his own thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, he'll think something about, oh, what? Reckon? What is that?
Do you reckon, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I love him. And I'm going to marry him.
Yeah, it's legal now.
At midnight.
It is legal now.
Wow.
The blokes can do that to one another. Yeah.
Well, how close are we to being done?
Pretty much there. Well, I got to read some reviews.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We got some?
I mean, yeah. And you do cut bits, hey?
No,
it goes.
But everything just goes.
Yeah. All that, you named names, baby.
Well, I mean, just that little bit then was a bit. It was dragged a bit.
Half this podcast is dragging. We don't know why people listen.
People love it. They love the drag.
Yeah. It's the first one back from a month. Yeah.
That is true.
We got to get a fucking thing. Oh, we got a bunch of reviews. Yeah, as always.
Oh, I didn't mean to. I just was asking, and I actually have had the time of my life, and can't wait to be on the podcast in
30-30.
Anyway, we're gonna get Sam out of here, and
clearly got shit to do.
All right, we're gonna know a bunch of nice reviews. Always, if you enjoyed the show, like and subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a nice review; it helps us out. Blah blah blah. So we got a bunch of nice ones. Stumbled across the episode with Andrew Wolf. Really good. Someone called the police. There's been a mugging. Very nice.
Ah.
That's from MPLPP.
Can you leave us a review, Sam? I feel like we'd be able to spot it in the lineup.
Oh, what? Right now?
What? Whenever.
Okay.
I reckon if anyone can write a review, that's just what Jerry sent to Cody on PlayStation. Just do that. It's like, we only want the 5-star review. You can type whatever the fuck you want.
Also got,
is it true you're going to get a room at the Hilton for the Cody episode?
I'm falling out all the stops.
Oh, hey, man. He tells a story about getting mugged off, and Jerry's like, I'm going to fucking kill him. I'm going to fucking kill him for disrespecting you, man.
Sorry about last time, dude.
You laugh at...
You know what's so funny about that is you've hung out with him since then.
I know. It's like, it's insane that...
Like, he remembers it.
Yeah. He's been nice enough to be like, forge a friendship after one of the most embarrassing messages I've ever seen. So next one we got Wolfie.
Man, he really, like, what a sweetheart.
We'll just get through these fucking reviews.
Fuck off, shut up. Cunt, Gordon Tallis.
Wolfie.
Yeah,
Wolfie on Street. Sawfish 123. Give the Wolfie up to listen. You'll be hooked. Next one. Castaway 17. It's been a good listen to your mates booze in the bar, except it's very funny. Thank you, Castaway 17.
Well, just get some funnier mates, Castaway. You wouldn't have to listen to this shit.
Get some funnier podcast hosts.
What, to replace you, cunt?
Wow.
Yes, to replace me. That's why I said it.
I think it's amazing that you have time to set up all of the equipment and also write those reviews.
This episode's a fucking mish.
It's been fun. It's been great. It's good to be back.
I'm like this now, but let's just get it done.
That's the fun part. Kind of like,
anyway, we'll be back next week.
Joe just made a hand gesture and he was not pointing up.
It's going hey, thanks for coming in, Chamber.
Can we say bye to our guest and plug something for him?
Sure. What do you got coming up, Sam? Any gigs that I'm not doing that you're going to have?
What am I plugging? Oh,
anything you want to plug?
Oh, look, watch his thing on YouTube.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Comedy Bap, Blap, Blip, Blip.
If you go on YouTube and you type in Sam Campbell Blap, we got a Blap up there for you.
Man, it's very funny.
Have a look at that Blap and see what you think, you know? It's just a little Blap. You might like it. So what? It's not too serious.
You got anything, Cameron, to promote?
Nothing major.
Yes?
Have you been doing any acting, Cameron?
Would love to.
There's no small rolls, only sausage rolls.
I got nothing to promote. Right. Oh, actually, no, listen to the We Ate It All podcast. I'm about to do that now.
And you have a new you have a girlfriend from that is back?
Yeah, back with the old girlfriend. Who would have thought?
Jared?
No.
Fuck.
Jerry's in quite a mood, isn't he?
Jesus Christ.
I just want to get out of here.
You interrupt him once reading a thing. Not funny.
He was doing like that all day.
Yeah.
I'm Jerry.
Oh, you caught me.
Just fucking press the off button, cunt, then.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. See you next week.